Well, don't mind if I do. Hi, besties. Welcome to the It's Nap Time podcast. If you're new here, I'm your host, Natalie, and this is our first episode with video. I have a huge window right here, so if I look like super washed out on one side, we'll deal with that in later episodes, but I'm just so happy and excited that we are on video. We are FaceTiming without me being able to see you guys, so that is a little bit of an extra layer of pressure, and but I am nothing if not up for a challenge. It's actually kind of a lie. As I've gotten older, I don't really like challenges. But if you can notice, please take a look at the canvases above me. I painted all of these, and that one, since you know we're like mirrored, that one says STFU, like shut the up, and this one says feeling lucky. I honestly don't know if there was a way for me to paint it so it would appear proper for you guys, the proper viewing point, but this is real. This is me. I'm not a singer, but I am your host for today. I have, not only do we have video, actually, give me 1 second. I'm going to see if moving these blinds down fixes this. Give me 2 seconds. Is it giving depressing? I don't know. We can, you guys can let me know when you guys watch this back, like, what did we prefer? I can also get, like, better lighting, but, you know, at least we're here. At least we are on video and you guys can see me. As always, hot bitches respectfully listen to It's Nap Time. I am wearing this super cutie charm necklace that literally just came in the mail 20 minutes ago. Talk about divine timing if you must. But, guys, today is August 7th and the day that I'm recording, but the day that this episode launches will be 1 year of It's Nap Time, and I am so excited, so grateful, just all of the above. I can't believe we have been yapping together for a whole freaking year. I want to say that the trailer episode launched sometime in July, but that's not like the official start date, you know what I mean? I honestly don't even know what day that launched, if anyone even listens to it. It's like 45 seconds of me sounding so anxious and awkward saying to like relax and recharge. And yeah, but you know, August 8th, 8-8, you know me, I love numbers, I'm a numbers baby. Welcome to the 1 year episode of It's Nap Time. Before we dive into today's episode, I might get a call at any point through this, or there might just be a knock on the door, because so we live in an apartment. This is where you are. You're in my apartment. Welcome. We don't have guests that often, so welcome to my humble abode. But anyways, our bathroom shower, which is only one bathroom, only one shower. I don't know why I said it that way. Our shower head was just, you know, it was going on sicko mode all the time. Our shower curtain would like, I don't even know. You guys know what I'm talking about when the shower curtains are just like flowing in the wind and like sticking to you as you shower and just not the vibes, and there would get water all over the floor, and it started to go on like the, I talk with my hands a lot, you guys didn't know that until now unless you like follow me on TikTok. I'm like, anyways, that reminds me of a story. When I was in seventh grade, I had to do, I forget what we had to do, I think we had to cite, it wasn't the Pledge of Allegiance because we all knew that, was it the I don't know, it was something. It was something that we had to recite in history class for like extra credit or to drop your lowest test score or to get like an automatic A on something. And I am anything if I am, what am I trying to say? I am anything but a non-overachiever, especially at that age. I was an overachiever. I loved me some bonus points. I loved getting me out of something. And also, guys, I love to have my hair behind my ears. But I like to, I want so badly to be this girly. I just curled my hair. It's like getting flowery. I want to be this girly. But at my core, I am this girly with my hair behind my ears. Anyways, I had to recite it. I didn't have to, but I recited it in front of the whole class for like extra credit point, bonus points, whatever. And I was doing like this the whole time with my hands. And my best friend at the time was so happy to make fun of me for it. She's like, you were like fidgeting with your hands the whole time. I'm like, yeah, bitch. I would like to see you recite something that people wrote dozens of years ago, hundreds, thousands of years ago. Anyways, so in our bathroom, The water was all over the fucking wood flooring, whatever that's called. I don't know. And it looked like it was getting mold. It was like growing what looked like mushroom things. I don't know. It was disgusting. Very disturbing. I don't like to talk about it. I don't like to think about it. But for you guys, I will expose myself. And we had like power cleaned our own bathroom because yes, we can clean. And we called maintenance in and they gave us a new shower head and cleaned like the baseboards. They didn't really clean it. Honestly, they just like painted over it. It was crazy. I don't know. I was doing my laundry as they came in here. And our kitchen sink, they've come to fix it like 3 times. And we used to have this issue in Arizona, I believe, like a little leak. But my dad was always able to fix it. But these guys, I don't know if it's an us problem or a them problem, but I think it's a them problem. And they came at like 5 o'clock last night and they looked us dead in the face as we're about to make dinner. Actually, I was about to get in the shower when these motherfuckers came. Thank God I didn't, because half of the problem was the shower head. Anyways, they looked us dead in the face and said, yeah, you can't use your kitchen until tomorrow. You can't use your kitchen sink until tomorrow. As we were about to make dinner. We were about to have tortellini too. I was so excited for that. So we had to order out our favorite Italian place, which, you know, not the end of the world, but it was in the middle of a severe thunderstorm last night. Not that I went outside to go get it. That was Anthony's job. You know, that was a blue job. I'm a bank job. And yeah, so they're supposed to be coming back today. It is now 1:15 p.m. They were supposed to come at 9 in the morning. Classic. And they didn't show up. So they said they will prioritize us. And it's very inconvenient to not be able to do my dishes, which thank God I had gotten all my dishes done. Anyways, I probably just like bored you with that. But if we get cut off, that's why. Not that you'll notice because I'll be editing it, but I don't know. Anyways, thank you guys so much for just tuning in and listening to me yap, rant, ramble every single week. I have so many exciting things in store for you. If you can tell, I have been posting in this shirt on social media. Hot bitches respectfully listen to It's Naptime Podcast. And the merch is on its way, guys. It is loading. We have 2 different sayings that are going to be on shirts and crew necks. And then we're also working on getting stickers, possibly buttons, like keychains. We need to narrow down exactly the little accessories part of it, little, like, you know, the cute fun things. And I'll probably be posting a poll or something on the podcast Instagram to, you know, get your guys' input, because you guys are, you know, the people that are going to be purchasing it. So but I'm so excited and just, you know, so grateful that I took this leap of faith. And today's topic isn't really going to be a normal topic, like one where I kind of just like divulge into something and just like pluck all the information out of my brain that I have on it, my opinions and thoughts. It's going to be more of like a just like a bestie chat. And what I want today's bestie chat to be about is really just believing in yourself and placing a bet on yourself and taking that risk. Because I know, especially as we get older, taking risks is risky. That's just the bottom line. As you get older, you start to, I don't know if it's your prefrontal cortex developing, but you start to look at situations a little bit differently, I guess. And, you know, the cons can start to outweigh the pros, and you can develop more of like, not a fear mindset, but you feel as if you have more to lose. You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm 25, and in the next few years, I hope to be able to start a family, have a home, all of these things. And things that I once thought were the, you know, I had to do it. For example, in college, and even before, I was convinced that I had to go skydiving. I still really want to go skydiving, but now in my head, I'm like, a lot can go wrong. And I went to college in the skydiving capital. Is it of the world or is it the United States? I don't know. But DeLand is like the skydiving capital. And so many people that I know would go skydiving. Okay, not actually so many, like 10 people maybe that I knew during college would go skydiving. But I was like, if I'm going to go skydiving, I'm going to go skydiving in the capital of the world. So now that, you know, I've given you guys another little, some lore of Natalie, back to what I was saying. As we get older, it can feel more daunting to go after things that we're wanting, whether if it's to move somewhere, whether if it's starting a new relationship, starting a new like best friendship, because believe it or not, like it kind of can feel a little scary when you start to get close to someone, even just as friends, because all of us have been burned at some point or another, right? All of us have lost someone that was close to us, whether if they, you know, walked out of our lives, if we cut them off, if, you know, you just slowly drifted apart. All of us have been hurt in one way, shape, or form by someone. So even something as simple as like, oh, like this girl and I are starting to become best friends, it can feel scary. Whether if you're starting a new business adventure, whether if you... Peach! Peach! I want to see if she's actually going to come over to the couch. Come here, Peach. Tiny. Sometimes she will be asleep, which is exactly where she was. She was taking a nap. Hi! And then she wakes up and just starts howling because she's like, where is everybody? Well, she's here now. I don't know if she's going to jump up on the couch. Come here, baby. Knowing her, she's going to start playing with the cords. Anyways, so like I was saying, starting a new relationship, getting into a new friendship, starting a new business, quitting your job, moving states, settling down, having kids, getting a pet, going to college, even something as maybe you are filled with decision paralysis, such as I. If you're planning a vacation or you're planning something as simple as a new nail color, there are so many decisions that we have to make in this lifetime that, you know, you can kind of feel very overwhelmed, even if it's something so small. So I just want you to know that if there's anything that you're wanting to take a risk on yourself, I would rather look back at life and be like, it didn't work out how I wanted to, and that's fine. Peach, please stop. Peach is awake and now playing with everything. But I would rather look back at something and be like, that wasn't the greatest decision, or that didn't work out how I hoped and dreamed it would, than looking back and being like, what if? Because I am someone, as we all know, I am plagued with nostalgia. And I look back at some things in my high school experience or even college, and I'm like, well, what if I would have done that? What if I would have joined that club? What if I didn't join that club? You know what I mean? Just looking back at things with almost regret. And as I'm getting older, if there's something that I want to go after, I'm going to go after it. Maybe I think I'm going to be the best at it, and maybe I'm, you know, subpar. But hey, at least I still went after it. You know what I mean? That's how I feel with this podcast. I had so many hopes and dreams and goals for years. I've always wanted to do social media, and now I'm like finally experiencing that growth that I've been craving and putting in so much effort and everything for. Peach is actually going wild now. But I have just like craved being able to create in such a way that I was no longer looking for other people's validation. You know what I mean? And that is truly what this podcast has served for me, is showing up for, obviously there's a good chunk of you that do listen to the podcast, but showing up for myself. When I released my first episode, did I have an insane amount of listeners? No. Do I have millions of listeners now? No. But just knowing that I am slowly but surely building this community and taking a risk on myself, I am more impressed with myself than I would be if, like, say I started this podcast and immediately had millions of listeners, or say I already had millions of followers on TikTok and then I started a podcast and I get signed with the best agency. I get signed with the best podcast agency. I have thousands of downloads every single day. I find it more rewarding when you start something and you're slow and steady. You know, as I say, slow and steady wins the race. I feel more fulfilled knowing that I, you know, took the bet on myself, and it didn't feel like I was just handed something. So long-winded idea, thought, whatever. If you are wanting to go after something, I say do it. You're never getting any younger. And when I hear that, it kind of scares me. I don't mean to scare you or instill fear or anything like that, make you nervous. I just mean that what better day than today? What better time and moment than now? You know what I mean? I don't know if I read something somewhere, watched a video, an article, a TikTok, YouTube video, podcast, wherever I heard this or saw this. But a dream that you have, like, you're not dreaming it as a mistake. Now, maybe that doesn't mean that it's necessarily going to make you the best of something, but it does mean that it was placed on your heart for a reason, if that makes any freaking sense. And if you choose to not believe that, that is, you know, that's up to you. But I'm going to choose to believe that. I'm going to choose to believe that anything that anyone is thinking in this lifetime, thinking of going after, or if it's on their heart for, you know, more than 5 minutes, that there's a reason and you are capable. And I promise you that if something did not feel scary, because trust me, launching this podcast was fucking scary. It was terrifying. I didn't have a lot of close relationships with my family at this point. I hated my job, which kind of made me hate myself. I wasn't surrounded by amazing people. And I had so many people in my life that I know didn't want the best for me. But I was scared of taking that jump and taking the risk on myself for fear of what they would think. For fear of, oh, my family judging me, which, you know, they can judge me all they fucking want. I really don't care because, hell, I'm judging you right back. I'm just going to be real. No, I'm just joking. I love my family. But there are some people in my family who, you know, let's not go there. Let's not go there today. Anyways, what was I saying? Basically, if you are scared of going after something, whether if it's any of the things I've mentioned or maybe something I haven't even mentioned, maybe you want to dye your hair. Maybe you want to get a piercing. Maybe you want to change your religion. Maybe you are battling with telling your family your sexuality. Whatever it is, if you are scared of embracing your true self and things that you think would truly make you happy for fear of others, I fear that you are living the life that they want you to live, and no one wants that. You know what I mean? I have definitely been that person where I was being the Natalie that made people the most comfortable, but fuck that, because at the end of the day, I felt so uncertain of myself, and it just made life, for me personally, much more difficult. When I started to be the friend that I knew my friends wanted, I felt so drained and so depleted. When I started being even just something as simple as like going out to this specific bar every single Friday because, you know, that's what you were doing, and then you stopped doing it and you know people are going to like ask you and raise questions as to like, why are you changing? Why aren't you doing that? Something as simple as that would make me feel so uncomfortable. And I hate confrontation as I've like gotten older. I used to love it before, but I truly hate confrontation, and I will just like unfortunately say things that people want to hear and I'm feeling the exact opposite. Or I will just go along with something and the whole time I'm just feeling like I want to cry almost because I'm not living in my truth. Now, obviously there are some times where you kind of should go with the flow and you kind of do have to do things you don't want to. That's just life. Obviously, like, you don't have to, but there are certain times where it is, you know, nice to say, like, your best friend's birthday party is coming up and say you just, like, had a bad day. You should suck it up to go to the birthday party with them. You know what I mean? Like, there are some situations where you need to put your own feelings aside for things. And, you know, that's just like part of maturing and being an adult and growing up. But I truly never want anyone to live any longer than they already have with doing things that make other people comfortable, but makes you feel uncomfortable, makes you feel small, makes you feel not yourself. Because what the fuck else are we here for than to discover who we are, what makes us, you know, tick, what makes us happy, finding our passions and finding our purpose. I, in my 20s, especially being 24, 25, struggled so much with why. Even as a kid, I was always the one that was like, well, why? Well, why? Well, why? And I have found comfort in being able to kind of disappoint some people. Disappoint people. And what I mean by this is not like let them down to run, like, tremendously. Yeah, not like let them down an insane amount, but kind of just prove them wrong in a sense of they don't know exactly who I am. They aren't this person or this, you know, entity that knows every single thing about everyone. And I think that's really this, I think that is really a big part of being in your 20s is obviously self-discovery. And I don't think once you turn 30, you just boom, already know who you are. But if you do, that's fucking amazing. But finding out, you know, doing some soul searching. And with that comes the loss of friendships, comes the outgrowing of your environment, comes you realizing that the person that you're with maybe isn't your person, comes to you realizing that you are no longer happy in your career that you were happy in a year ago. So with that being said, anyone that has been following me probably in the last 3 years has probably watched me go through so many changes, like not just physically of moving, but I have gone through so many different changes with my hair, for example. I dyed it hot pink and then light pink and then blonde and then red and chopped it, and even just my physical location from Florida, Arizona, Ohio, New Jersey, working remote to quitting that job, moving in with my boyfriend, even just in the sense of how I had like a horrible eating disorder and I was just not in the right mindset, and then being healthy again and being back into my journey with religion and, you know, just reconnecting with the things that make me happy. And while sometimes I look back at that and I'm a little embarrassed that all of these things about me are just out there and so many people are perceiving me in so many different ways, I also do think that it is so beautiful that we get to grow. That, yes, it's documented. And yes, maybe there are some things out there about me that I wish I could have just kept to myself. And I would love to be this mysterious girly, but here I am yapping every single week and spilling out my heart and my guts to all of you. But I wouldn't want it any other way, because I truly feel that in this lifetime, my purpose is to reach as many people as possible and just make them feel less alone. Put a smile on their face. Make them feel like you don't have to be one type of person. You can have so many different things that make you happy and still be you. That even if life doesn't work out how you planned, even if you know, all the hopes and dreams that you had for yourself a decade ago are completely different now, and the thought of that makes you want to throw up, that is okay. Even if just one person listens to me and thinks that, wow, like this bitch is really cool and Natalie makes me feel less alone, that makes me feel so fulfilled on the inside. And I obviously hope that there are more than just one of you out there that feels related and less alone when you listen to this podcast. But even if it's just one person, I know that my purpose here is that. If you ever listen to me talking about finding your purpose and you're like, damn, what is my purpose? Please never get down on yourself, because who knows? Maybe in 5 years, I think my purpose is something different. I'm very confident that this is my purpose, but one thing that I recommend for you to really kind of narrow down what you feel your purpose is, do a little audit of your life and look at the things that make you happy. Look at the things that made you happy years ago and kind of just compare. And I don't want you to do this to like make yourself feel bad. Like sometimes I look back at who I was 5 years ago, I'm like, would she have wanted X, Y, and Z? And it doesn't fucking matter, because that girl isn't living the life that I am now. Yes, obviously it was me, but I have grown so much. I have learned so much. I've gone through so much to where I am, you know, I am who I am now. And never compare to your previous self, because you're just going to hurt your own feelings, okay? Number one, never compare it to yourself physically, because I have been there, done that, and you are a woman now and you are not supposed to look like a little teenage girl. So don't do that. But you can look back at the things that made you happy, your hobbies, people that were your best friends, and find the things that really stick out to you that you feel kind of align with you still, and go from there. And then I want you to have some alone time. Now, alone time to me when I was a kid was so scary. I hated it. I had to fill every single moment with either talking to my parents, talking to my brother, talking to my friends, playing with my Barbies, while also having the TV on, playing with the kids in the neighborhood. I could never, quite literally, ever be alone. And now I have learned to really love my alone time. I cherish it, and it allows me to just kind of check in with myself and see what the fuck is up. You know what I mean? So I hope that helped in terms of finding your purpose. Obviously, I am not a genie in a bottle, as my friend Deanna would say. I'm not a genie in a bottle, but that is the advice that I am standing on business on, because I can only give you guys the advice that I feel I use and the advice that, you know, I have felt confident in thus far. So obviously you don't have to take my advice. You can, you know, take the words that I say with a grain of salt, but just know that if you are equally as confused on life in your 20s, bitch, you are not alone. And, you know, just because I'm sitting here with a microphone and these cute ass canvases and my cute ass merch doesn't mean that I know shit about shit. I have been through some things. I have seen some things. And at State Farm, we know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two, right? But I am just someone that is here to make you feel less alone and encourage you, be your hype girl, be that person to, you know, if you want to listen to something and have someone just blindly hype you up, that will be me. Obviously, if you are considering something that everyone in your life is like, this is a terrible decision because we feel XYZ, maybe take that into consideration. But if you feel like someone is just being a certified hater, certified lover boy, certified pedophile, wah, beat it up. Anyways, if you are getting negative feedback from people over something that you really want to do, and it just feels like they're being a hater, that is different from someone saying like, hey, getting back with your ex is a terrible decision because XYZ. If there is proven fact to why the people around you are saying don't do something, maybe take it into consideration. But if everyone is saying don't move across the country because we're going to miss you, you're going to be lonely, don't listen to that bullshit, okay? Because you are going to find times in your life where you are alone and where you are lonely. And I think it is so important to stomach that feeling and kind of just, you know, learn how to be okay with yourself. And yeah, this episode has kind of just been like a big rant and ramble on how I feel in terms of chasing your dreams and basically also a pep talk to myself that even when it feels like things aren't going right or things aren't accelerating, yes, at the speed that you wish they would, does not mean that you were on the wrong path, okay? I think we are just so accustomed to the instant gratification of social media, which I love social media, okay? I'm never gonna knock it in that sense, but I do think it has altered or warped our perception of the reality of things and being a hard worker, being a hustler, which I also don't appreciate how in this generation, it's like, oh, if you're not working your ass off every single day, working weekends, working doubles, you're a lazy piece of shit, which let's get one thing straight. In this economy, some people do have to work that just to live. And so many people in the world are living paycheck to paycheck that's not what I'm talking about. Obviously, if you got to do what you got to do to survive. But the people who, you know, if you can take your weekends off and not be grinding on something, and someone is making you feel like shit for enjoying your day or doing one of your favorite pastime hobbies, do not let that person get into your head, because that is another sign of someone who's afraid to be alone and with their own thoughts and because they can't handle what is a brewing up in here, which, to be fair, I can hardly handle what's brewing up in here. Okay. But basically, I just want you guys to know that if you are thinking of something, what is the worst that can happen if you go after it? It doesn't work out? Okay, at least you know that and you can pivot rather than, again, 30 years from now, even 5 years from now. You're like, if I would have just grown a pair and gone after it, who knows where I could have been? I feel that all the time with, oh, if I never took a little pause with social media, if I would have started my podcast just a little bit earlier, where could I have been? And, you know, it's really hard to not knock yourself down in sense of that. But if you start now, those thoughts will stop of you being like, oh, what if I do this? What if I do that? And living in a fantasy and la la delusion land. go after it, okay? If you are constantly thinking about something, take that leap of faith and, you know, just think to yourself, what's the worst that can happen? Kind of like when you're at work and you ask for a raise. What's the worst that can happen? They say no? Okay. On the other extreme, they fire you? Okay, fuck them. That wasn't meant for you. You know what I mean? Say you like someone and you're asking them to be your girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever. And they, what's the worst that can happen? They say no? Cool. You're one step closer to finding your person. Okay? So, as always, I have so much confidence in you. I love you. I'm here for you. And this has been a great year. I'm like moving up closer because I feel like my leg is kind of falling asleep on this little futon. But I love you guys so, 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 so much. And I am, number one, hoping this audio doesn't sound echoey because we're 32 minutes in and I have to record this again. Oof. It's going to be a rough day for Natalie, but it's okay because we roll with the punches here most times. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'm so happy we have video and I have a lot of fun, exciting things to come for this next year. A lot of good listener submission topic ideas, and I'm just excited to see where this next year takes us. So thank you for everyone that has, you know, been here from the jump. Everyone who, maybe this is your first episode, thank you so much. And what a treat for you for your first episode to see me and not just hear me. If any of you follow, like, don't follow me on Instagram or whatever, and you've been listening to my podcast, is this like a jump scare to see me? Like, do I look like what you thought I would look like? Don't tell me that, actually, because the idea of people perceiving me, it's a little bit terrifying. So happy birthday to It's Nap Time. Thank you guys for tuning in, being the best ever. Give us a 5-star rating and review if you haven't already. It really helps out the podcast, gets us pushed out to the people that we need to be pushed out to. And, you know, your support just truly means everything. Go ahead and follow us on the podcast Instagram at Snaptime Podcast. TikTok is Natalie X Palak, and so is my personal Instagram. You guys can always reach out to me over there. I'm so excited. With that being said, I hope you enjoyed your nap time. As always, hot bitches, respectfully, listen to It's Nap Time. And I didn't say that at the beginning of this episode. Maybe I'll like clip that and put that at the beginning, but I hope you enjoyed your nap time and I will talk to you next week, besties. Bye.